This is Humpty and Canty with Dave Rothenberg.
We have the New York Jets quarterback, Josh McCown. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you coming on with the show, man. And I guess the first question that everybody wants to know is, how do you feel about this training camp battle with Sam Darnold and Teddy Bridgewater? What's going on in that quarterback's room?
It's been great. You know, we're all competing and want to help our team. But at the same time, you know, I couldn't ask for two better dudes to be in there working with. And we're bringing the best out of one another. And Teddy, you know, he has experience being a first rounder, so that has value for Sam. And I've just been everywhere for so long, so that has, I guess, value for all of us. And just we share our experiences, we compete, and it makes it fun, and it's a good environment. And I've enjoyed working with him.
How important is that? I mean, you're already developed. You're a guy who's been to a bunch of different teams, had a ton of success last year with this New York Jets team. In your opinion, for a guy like Sam Darnold, with all this pressure, third overall pick on a team that's just starving to have, you know, a franchise quarterback, how important is it that he's got a guy like you and Teddy Bridgewater? And yeah, you guys all want to take the first team reps, but you'll be happy, you know, if Teddy has success. You'll be happy if Sam has success.
Right. I think it's good because you don't want, you know, any added anxiety into a room. You know, when you're coming in this league, it's hard enough, you know, trying to figure out what the opposing defense is trying to do to you and solve those issues. And so for Teddy and I and Sam, it's great that we get along. And then for Sam, you know, I can just say, I remember being a young player, you know, anytime a veteran talked to you or shared something, you know, the coaches have rules. They install a play one way and then as you know, you pull a guy aside and go, it kind of comes out like this, but sometimes in a game it really plays out more like this. And here's what you really need to be thinking, you know, to help you kind of, you know, shortcuts to some of these things. And so I think that's the biggest value that veterans can bring to young players is just going, you know what, this is the best way to study this play, the best way to approach this scheme or whatever. So I think that's what, you know, Teddy and I have tried to share with Sam.
Josh, you've already come out and said that you expect that Sam Darnold at some point is going to be the quarterback of this team this season. How has that affected you in terms of the mentality that you approach coming to this building with and how you work every single day?
Well, it in a sense of just, you know, obviously wanting to help Sam be ready for whenever that moment comes, but also, you know, just you just enjoy every minute and just competing and playing and doing, you know, your job as a leader on the team to help the team be productive. And I know more than anything, you know, when I go out there and take reps, the best thing I can do is make it a good rep so that Sam can watch it, Teddy can watch it, because it's good for my team that's on the field in that moment, and then it's good for Sam and Teddy as they watch. So that's the best thing, and that's, for me as a competitor, that's all you want. You want to go out there and play well.
And didn't you say that when you teach something, it takes your mastery of it to a different level, right?
Oh, no doubt. And that's the thing, is when you're talking ball and talking over, and that's the beautiful thing about our room, is you got three guys that enjoy this game and love this game, and so when you talk it over, you're talking through it, you're just getting better at doing it. And we really see it manifest on the field a lot, you know, throughout the week. And so that's the thing for me, is when I'm talking and helping Sam and I'm talking and helping Teddy, it's just making me better, and I think ultimately makes our team better.
You know, the one thing about Josh that I think is special that a lot of guys will struggle with as they go year by year is relating with the younger teammates, right? So, I mean, you got a guy who, and I know you tweeted this, is the same age as your daughter. We're pretty damn close.
Yeah, well, I have a daughter who's turning 20 today. Happy birthday, Bridget.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is. You know, I think it a little bit keeps me relevant with my kids or in the locker. I don't know. One of them keeps me relevant with the other, I guess. You know what I'm saying? So it's good because once you get out, you know, you get out on the field and you're starting to play and compete, you forget about all that. You just go play. And there are some, you know, they tend to remind me every now and then, both my kids and my teammates, how old I am. But other than that, you know, when you're out there playing, you forget about it. You enjoy one another and just go ball.
I think that's a special part about being a quarterback. And I was a goalie, so I kind of had that same kind of relationship with my players. Like, they need to be able to go out there and know that I care about them enough where they're going to go risk everything to protect me. And I would imagine that it's important for you to build those kind of relationships and get to know every guy to make sure they have that same mentality.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's vital for any quarterback, you know, is just to build relationships with your teammates and to know, you know, that – as a quarterback, you're going to do everything you can to help your team win. You're going to put the time in to be prepared when you step on the field. And then when it comes to running an offense, you'll be able to handle the checks and things like that to get us in a great play and all those things. And you only do that by going out and executing, and you can only go out and execute by your preparation. So it's a lot of time and work, but it's certainly worth it.
Josh, you're clearly one of the leaders on this team. You're a pro's pro. A lot of the young guys look up to you. And looking at some of the younger players on this roster, what have you seen from the young leadership, guys like Jamal Adams and Leonard Williams, to this point in training camp?
Well, I think they're just we started to see, Jamal got here last year. We started to see kind of the foundation laid of you know, the energy that they're going to bring to our team. And Leo really starting to step into his own role. You know, he's kind of, you know, been in the league now a few years and starting to realize, you know, what that looks like to go from not just playing at a high level, but leading at a high level, you know, to pulling guys up and talking to them. And so it's cool to see that, because you know that you believe that the franchise is going to be in good hands moving forward, because these guys are emerging, and so I'm excited about that. And then offensively, you know, a guy that we got late in camp last year, like a Jermaine Kearse, like Brian Winters up front, you know, those guys that are, you know, kind of obviously younger than me, but kind of, you know, middle-aged kind of in their career, starting to step into that light as well. So I really am excited about the way that they're handling our team, the way that they're leading, and, you know, I think it bodes well for us in the future.
Josh McCowan joins us here on Humpty and Canty. Josh, you had a really good season last year, and I know there are a couple different games, I mean, that we could point to where, you know, turning point games. For me, as a huge Jets fan, the toughest game for me was the game in Tampa. You know, you get a chance to go 5-5. I mean, what was the mindset after that game? Because you guys going into that game, everyone figures, okay, you go into Tampa, you win this game, you're 5-5, off into a bye week, and you're right in the middle of this thing.
No doubt. I do. I'm with you. I think that was a tough one, because that was ours for the taking, and we didn't go out and get it done. And you know, I think that's one of those things, and I'm thankful that this whole group is back together this year, because, as you know, when you go, you know, trust is built off a shared experience. And so when you have that shared experience of going through that, where you're right on the cusp and you didn't execute, well, now throughout this offseason, all those thoughts are in our mind, and we know what it's going to take and the chemistry it's going to take to get over that hump next time we're sitting there looking at that. So that's what I'm excited about, is that a lot of times you go through something like that, and then the team splits up, or, you know, you change coaches, all those things happen, and then you find yourself in that situation next year, and same thing happens. And so I really feel like, because we're all together, we stay together, we can build off those things. We can talk about how we went into that game with that mindset, came out flat, didn't get it done, and what we're going to do this time to make sure it doesn't happen.
And with that being said, Josh, and looking at some of those close games last year, you had 6 of your 11 losses being one possession games. What are some of the things that you've seen this offseason that will hopefully change the outcomes this season in those types of situations?
Well, I think it started way back in the offseason, and whether you're talking about the lifting, the running, the way we compete, it was just finishing, you know. And I think there's a certain degree for us as far as offensively in the run game. What can we do better to close out games, to be able to start handing that ball off and eat that clock up and not even put the defense back on the field? And then the defense, what can they do to shut down any offense that's coming out there to try to get back in the game? So, but that's been a mindset that we've, you know, talked about throughout the offseason, because, again, you have a bunch of guys that had that shared experience that says, you know what, we're not going to do that again. We're going to finish games. It's not going to be the same group. And so you have to take that mindset to a lift, to a workout, to a run, where you finish, where you always focus through that. And I think you build that, and that becomes who you are. And so that's hopefully where we're at now.
And that's where I was going to go. I would imagine that if I was in your shoes, having dealt with what I dealt with last year with those close losses and everything else, is that I would use those close losses during this offseason to kind of build the mentality of this team, kind of build up that confidence. Like, look, fellas, I mean, we had a chance to beat the Patriots. We should have beaten Cali. All those little things, as long as we do exactly what you just said, we finish our list, we battle, we compete, those will be games that we finish and we end up winning.
No doubt. And I think we're seeing that. I've seen it the last few days at practice, where there's an ebb and flow in practice where it starts to dip, and then you know, somebody rallies us and pulls us back out of it and pulls us together and talks to us, whether it's Coach Bowles or a player. Steve McClendon did it the other day. I mean, so you're right. I mean, that's the key, is just to know in the moment, we're not going to let it slip away. This is, you know, and you never know what play is that play. that makes the difference. And so it's the attention to detail from the start to finish, but especially as the game continues on where our focus is, and you got to, it starts in practice.
Josh, I asked Todd Bowles about this earlier, and he says it's probably too early to tell, but he said the one thing that he knows about this team is that it will be mentally tough. Now, from what you've seen throughout the offseason and early on in training camp, what do you think the identity of the 2018 Jets is going to be?
Well, that's a great question. You know, it is early to tell. It is early to tell, but I think when you sit here after saying all that I just said, I believe you'd want to say that we're a team that's learned from last year and is going to step up and move forward, you know, and we're not the same team. And so I think the identity will be that we've grown, and if you want to say mentally tough, maybe that probably fits as far as we're going to be tougher than we were mentally last year. And these close games are going to go the other way for us.
How has it gone? Sorry, Chris. How has it gone so far with some of the new additions? How has it gone with Crowell, and you got Pryor, and you got Quincy back? How's it gone?
It's been great to have those guys, you know, out on the field with us. And of course, you know, the first two guys you mentioned, Crow and TP, I was with in Cleveland. And so saw them make plays there and play at a high level. And we believe they can do the same thing for us here. And we've seen, you know, some of that, you know, at practice and so we're excited about what they bring to the table. I know Crow's excited about this run game. It's similar to the run game he had early on in his career when he was playing at a high level. And for Terrell, just, you know, another year playing receiver and learning how to do that. He's doing a good job.
Josh McCowan joins us here on the show. Last one for me is that, I mean, having been in the league for so long, having some of the success that you've had in all the different stops, Chicago, you know, here last year, how did you know, or when did you know that you were ready? Because I'm sure at some point, you know, fans are going to be, they're going to want to see Sam Darnold. Yeah. Like, how will you know as his quarterback guru, if you will, or, you know, the veteran guy in the locker room, how will you know, how will he know? Will it just be one point where he's just standing there and he's reading the defense, he's like, you know what, now I'm ready?
I think it's some of that. You just observe and you go, how does he handle different things? How much, you know, how does he handle all the information? And can he process it and put it all together and then go out and do it on the field? And so he's certainly doing an excellent job in camp. I think, you know, Jeremy Bates and Mick Lombardi, our coaches, are doing an unbelievable job with him of getting him ready. And then obviously Teddy and I are with him too. But you know, I think it's you just observe how he's handling all this information. And one thing that's been impressive about Sam is he doesn't make the same mistake twice. And he learns from Teddy and I. If Teddy and I go in there and something happens, when he gets the rep, it's cleaned up, you know. And so it doesn't, you know, if he sees the same defense and maybe, you know, we had a check or we did something, he's right there doing the same thing or right there, you know, even improving it, going, hey, what about this? So he's been impressive. And again, you know, we'll learn a lot as we get to the games, but it'll just be a feel, you know, to see how he's handling everything.
Josh, really appreciate you coming on with us today. Best of luck with you going on in this season. Probably not going to play a lot on Friday night, so just get ready for that.
That's right.
We don't need to see the starters on the first preseason game. But listen, it's always great to be able to talk to you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Enjoyed it.
This is Humpty and Canty with Dave Rothenberg.